tropical depression, but continues to dump buckets of rain on parts of the southeastern United States. Authorities in the state of North Carolina say the storm claimed another life after the body of a one-year-old boy who was swept away by floodwaters was recovered Monday. The rain is swelling streams and rivers and creating what the National Hurricane Center called prolonged significant river flooding. South Carolina's governor warning residents about flash flooding.
A flash flood is called a flash flood because it comes and goes in a flash, and you never know where it's going to be. But it'll be in a low-lying area.
At least 17 people have been killed. Major highways are covered and more than 700,000 homes have no power. The Pacific storm Mangkhut has been downgraded from a typhoon to a tropical storm. Dr. Lee is a senior science officer with the Hong Kong Observatory.
This general circulation is still very wide. So the western part of Hong Kong, especially the offshore area and the high ground in the western part of Hong Kong, will continue to be affected by occasional gale wind.
Chinese state media say four people have been killed in Guangdong, China's most populous province. That raised the death toll from the powerful storm to at least 69 people. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said Monday that he will push for irreversible permanent peace between Pyongyang and Washington. Moon will hold talks with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un this week. His chief of staff, however, played down the chance that Moon's summit with Kim will produce a major progress in nuclear diplomacy. Moon flies to Pyongyang on Tuesday for his third summit of the year with Kim. This is VOA News. Judge Brett Kavanaugh's path toward confirmation to the U.S. Supreme Court is taking an uncertain turn as concern grows among Republican senators amid more details coming out over a sexual misconduct allegation. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Christine Blasey Ford tells The Washington Post that Brett Kavanaugh pinned her to a bed during a party in the early 1980s when they were teens, tried to remove her clothing, and put his hand over her mouth when she tried to scream. Kavanaugh denies the allegations, and the White House had dismissed them. But Republican Senators Jeff Flake and Lindsey Graham say they want to hear more from the woman, and GOP Senator Bob Corker says a vote scheduled for Thursday should be postponed. But the Republican-controlled Senate Judiciary Committee still seems committed to that vote. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis arrived in Macedonia on Monday ahead of an upcoming referendum on changing the country's name that could also clear the way for NATO membership.
As you vote in the referendum to move toward NATO accession, as you vote in the most important vote in your nation's history, we recognize the complex political choice ahead for your people, and we support you, our Macedonian friends, exercising your own sovereign voice.
Mattis met with Macedonian Prime Minister Zoran Zaev. Macedonians will vote September 30th on whether to approve the new name of North Macedonia in an effort to placate Greece, which has for years blocked Macedonia's path to NATO and the European Union. Mattis is the latest in a string of international leaders visiting Macedonia to voice support for the referendum. Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz says Brexit and bridge building will be center stage at a two-day European Union summit this week. Kurz met with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris on Monday, having met the previous day with German Chancellor Angela Merkel.
I think there we agree that we have to do everything possible to avoid a hard Brexit and to make possible that there will be a strong cooperation between the UK and the European Union, even after the UK leaving the EU.
The summit starts Wednesday in the Austrian city of Salzburg. Libyan authorities have closed the capital Tripoli's only functioning airport, diverting traffic to another one in the city of Misrata. The move Monday came after the UN-backed Tripoli government handed control of the facility from one militia to another, prompting the transport ministry to order its closure on security concerns. We have more stories for you on voanews.com. You can go there for the latest. For now, I'm Liz Pelka, reporting from Washington.
This is Border Crossings.